Hello, Angela. This is Michael Criswell. Sister, I just checked my email because I was so tired of writing. I've been writing, working on this documentary, this next one. And I decided to take just a quick little email, stretch my leg break before I headed out to run some errands. And I saw your message. And sister, I want you to know that as I was reading your message, I literally felt a smile in my heart for you. I literally felt such hope, such joy in my heart for you. And it's almost like I couldn't wait to make a recording. You know, I probably get over 100 emails a day. I barely even read a small fraction of them because they just, I can't do it anymore. I can't do the work God's asked me to do. And I try to be, I'm just one person. So you can know that Father moved on my heart to send you a message because he loves you. Angela, is there hope for you? You better believe there's hope for you. Let me ask you a question. Are you still standing on ground? Are you above ground? Do you still have breath in your lungs? Do you still have eyes that can see? Do you still have a mouth that can repent and say, I'm sorry, God? Do you still have any desire in your heart to know God and to be known by him, to live in his peace and his rest and his joy? Do you recognize that how you lived apart from him was wrong and it was a path that leads to death? Do you recognize that right now you are spiritually dead and you want life? Sister, if there's any part of you that can answer yes to any of those questions, there is absolutely hope. There's more than hope. You could be on the precipice of a tremendous breakthrough in your life. You know, when God sends out through Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, who is the writer of 13 books in the New Testament, Jesus says, I'm sending you to the Gentiles to turn them from darkness to light and from the works of Satan to the kingdom of God. Angela, God wants to turn you from the works and the realm and the kingdom of the spirit of the air, the Satan that you've followed after, and he wants to turn you away from that darkness, opening your eyes so you can have light and walk into the kingdom of Christ. Oh my goodness, there's so much hope, okay? Let me just tell you this. You may think that you're this just big, dirty, rotten, horrible loser. You went and worshiped the devil. You probably did some horrible things. You blasphemed the name of God. Well, guess what? No matter how many thousands of times that stupid devil tries to lie to you and tell you it's too late for you, I owned you, get back into the circle, come back to what you know best, I was your father, I was your ruler, you've been rejected by the God, he will never accept you, you've done too much, you've gone too far, you did it too long, you walked in too much darkness, tell him to shut up. He's a liar. He's the father of lies, okay? You can repent. And yes, God can save you. And yes, Jesus Christ died to destroy the works of the devil. You are a perfect opportunity for God to bring a powerful testimony in your life of turning you away from the darkness and into the light. Don't think that somehow or another, because you openly and literally went after Satan, that you're some kind of a real bad, dirty, rotten sinner that God cannot save. Are you kidding me? Let me just tell you this, sister. You're better off than I was. You're better off than I was. I called myself by the name of Jesus Christ and yet lived as a child of the devil unconsciously. I called myself as if I knew the truth by his name, and I went out and lived loving and lusting after money and the things of the world. I was an absolute ignorant fool, okay? You were blinded by the devil. The Bible says he is the one who leads the whole world astray. He blinds the spiritual minds of unbelievers so they cannot hear the gospel and be saved. And your sins, whatever you've done, okay? Even if it involved a human sacrifice, murder, even if you killed babies, even if you killed animals, it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter. The Bible, Jesus Christ said, all blasphemies spoken against God and the Lord Jesus Christ will be forgiven men. You can be forgiven. This is the rich mercy of God, okay? And you're not nearly as bad of a sinner having followed the prince of darkness as Paul was, the greatest Christian that ever lived. He's considered the chief of all sinners. You, what you've done is absolutely nothing compared to what Paul has done. You know what Paul did? He didn't worship silly Satan. He didn't go out and draw pentagrams and witch sacrifices and profess allegiance to the kingdom of darkness and Satan and his angels and open up all kinds of spiritual doors. No, he did far worse than that. You know what he did? He called himself a follower of God. He thought he was a child of God. And he went out and he persecuted true Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, and gave permission for their death. He didn't do this as a follower of Satan. He did this as a follower of God. That is far worse. So listen, don't allow the devil to make you think that what you've done is so bad and cannot be forgiven. Oh my goodness. Can you be forgiven? Oh, I just feel the joy and love of God. He'd love to wash you white as snow. He'd love to take you out of the devil's hands and bring you into the kingdom of light. Now listen, it's not going to be easy to do this. The devil's not going to just say, oh, okay, you want to go to Jesus now? Go ahead. All you have to do is go on and read some testimonies of people who've been through what you've been through. You're going to have to fight like hell to get out of hell. But it's going to be worth every penny of it. Let me just say this again. You are going to have to fight like hell. I'm going to make two recommendations to you. Okay? Two recommendations to you. I can't help you, but Jesus can. And I can help point you to Jesus, and I can help point you to some things that will encourage you. All right. The most encouraging recommendation I can make to you is to read John Bunyan's story. John Bunyan wrote the most sold book ever written by a human being next to the Bible. It's called Pilgrim's Progress. But that's not the book I want you to read. The book I want you to read is called Abounding Grace to the Chief of All Sinners. Abounding Grace to the Chief of All Sinners, okay? This is John Bunyan talking about himself. When you hear and you read the battle that this man went through with the devil and how the devil tormented him, telling him there was no hope for him, that he had sinned too bad against God, he was unrecoverable, he was unsavable, he had committed the unpardonable sin, and there was no way he can turn from it. When you see the battle this guy went through, oh, you will not believe how encouraging it will be to you. Angela, it's not a coincidence I'm reading this guy's book right now. Like, I just read this morning. I've been reading it for the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, off and on here and there. And I have just been so encouraged by this guy's story. I mean, you read this story and you go, wow, if God can forgive this guy, if God is really going to turn this around for him, he can turn this around for anybody. And he'll show you with scripture how God taught him what certain scriptures meant and what they didn't mean. And the scriptures that the devil was even quoting to him to accuse him and to help him to get him to believe, there's no hope left for you, buddy. You're cooked. You're done. You went too far. Okay, the end of this story, this guy writes a book that's the most widely read book written by any human being on the planet. It is one of the most powerful Christian books you could ever read. It's just incredible. It's an allegory about the Christian walk in faith called Pilgrim's Progress. He wrote it after a dream he had, and after spending 12 years in prison. He wrote it while he was in prison. You gotta get Abounding Grace to the Chief of All Sinners, okay? That's my first recommendation to you. The devil's gonna fight you. You can get it for free online, okay? Some big words are in there. Forget about it. Just do the best you can. Pray and ask God to help give you understanding. Start reading through it. You'll be encouraged, okay? Number two, you got to get a fresh start with Jesus Christ. And in order to follow Jesus and in order to receive his life and his salvation, you have to know what he taught about it. You got to know what he taught about it, not just what preachers say he taught. You need to know what the words of Christ were. I spent 2 years writing a book called the John 7:17 Challenge. You can think of it as a step-by-step discipleship journey. You do not have to purchase the book. You have to read it. You don't have to purchase it. And then there's also a version on my website where you can go and listen to the audio or read the online version of it at relentlessheart.com. Click on the challenge and you'll see it, okay? Want to encourage you, start from the beginning. And you're going to have a hell of a battle to fight in your mind. The devil is going to speak to you in your heart. He's going to tell you it's too late, quit, give up. This is only for Michael. This is only for other people who aren't as wicked as you. You went too far, too long. You're too gone. God can't save you. Michael doesn't know what you did. He doesn't know how bad. He doesn't know how long. He doesn't know how many times. He doesn't know what you've thought and said against God, done against God. You might as well just quit. Okay, he's a liar. Now, if you want to believe him, you can believe him. And you'll end up going to hell for sure. But if you want to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if you want to say, I fought for the devil long enough. Now I want to fight for God. God will help you. Okay? You're going to have to pay a price though. It's going to cost you everything. But let me ask you a question. What would you be willing to give for eternal life? Eternal bliss. Eternal love. Eternal happiness. Eternal freedom. Eternal purpose. Eternal peace, joy, rest, contentment, freedom from sin, freedom from the devil, freedom from torment. What would you pay for that? It'll cost you everything, okay? It's worth paying everything to have it. So I can't do it for you, or believe me, I would. I love you enough to tell you that if I could do it for you, I would do it. But mark my words when I tell you this. When I saw your message and I read your message, I felt by the Spirit of God a smile in my heart for you. There is absolutely hope. You can take it from me. Sister, I'm not telling you this to brag. I am a man of God. I laid down everything for Father. And I learned how to walk with him over years. And I've obeyed him. He's at work in my life and my heart. I know his word. I know his ways. And I'm continuing to learn him. And I'm telling you, he is a God of unbelievable mercy. He is a God of unbelievable mercy. And Jesus Christ died on a cross for you. He shed his blood for you to redeem not just you from Satan, but me from Satan, the whole world. The Bible says the reason that Jesus Christ came was to destroy the works of the devil, to set the captives free, to preach good news to the poor. Okay? You have been held captive. You're a prisoner to the kingdom of darkness. And God would love to have you as a daughter, Angela. The Bible says to all that would receive him, he has given them right to become children of God. To be known as a child of God. To know the peace and the joy and the love and the rest that you cannot experience or get anywhere else. Sister, it's yours for the taking. Okay? I'm calling you sister. You're my sister in humanity. But you're not my sister in Christ because Christ is not in you. But you can be, and I want to invite you to become a part of my family, the family of God, where there is no male or female. We are all just brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We're all family, okay? God sent Jesus Christ into this world while we were all sinners, while we were all committing wickedness for the very purposes of redeeming for himself, buying back from the devil. A lost people to be found. Are you lost? Do you want to be found? You have to put your hope and your faith in Jesus Christ. Listen, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. If you call on Jesus Christ because you want him to make your life better, because you want him to bless you and give you health, wealth, and happiness, well, forget about it. You're not going to get that. You're calling on the wrong Jesus. But if you're calling on Jesus Christ because you want to be saved from your sins and you want to be forgiven of having rebelled against God, sister, he is standing there waiting to welcome you with open arms. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to fight like hell. It's most likely not going to happen today. You fight like hell to get into this kingdom, okay? And you will know a peace and a joy and a rest that I'm telling you, you will not believe. But it is not going to be easy, okay? If it takes 7 years from right now of you seeking God and wearing yourself out, if God makes you, listen, you went a long way from home, okay? We all have. You left God's house. We all have. We've all been rebels. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, okay? When a sheep goes astray, Angela, and it finally realizes it's lost and it wants to go home, you don't get home immediately. You may get a sense of tap on the shoulder from God telling you, this is the way to go. This is how to come back home. Okay? He may even allow you to be born again and put his spirit in you soon. But sister, it's going to take a long time to get back home, home, home. Fullness in Christ. Okay? Don't be discouraged. Wait on God. And get in that John 7:17 challenge and go through and learn what Jesus Christ said about how to be saved. Okay? Put your faith and your trust. You have to believe that he wants to save you. I'm telling you, he wants to save you. It's your choice whether or not you believe it. That's called faith. All right? I've heard from people that have done things you can't even imagine how bad things have been. And God has forgiven them. I've heard testimonies of people that were outright agents for Satan, people that have seen Satan. Okay? And God turned them around. I believe there's a guy named John Ramirez. You may want to look into his testimony. The testimony of John Ramirez, Satan testimony. And let that man encourage you. Okay? This guy was a direct worker for the devil, basically. And Jesus Christ said he did horrible things while working for the kingdom of the devil. I want to just encourage you, go check out John Ramirez, John Bunyan, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, and take the John 7:17 challenge and pray. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ, because I tell you, the devil's going to be right there trying to pull your feet like a dragon. He's going to try to pull your feet right back into the ditch. But Jesus can help you. Lord Jesus Christ, I want to know you. I want to be free from the darkness. I want to be free from the devil. I want to know life, not death. I want forgiveness of my sins. Please save me, Lord Jesus Christ. And he will save you. It's that simple. And then you put your hope and your faith and your trust in him and you obey him. Okay? Oh, I cannot wait to hear what God is going to do in your life. Give him a chance. Seek him with all of your heart. There's a lot of hope to be found in Christ. Okay? God bless you, sister. Bye-bye.